Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Oh, Zach, we sit here tonight at the end of a historic day for humanity.
Happy Adult Chino Day, everybody.
That's right. It is. It was the launch day today, Zach, of the drink we've invented, the grown-up baby Chino. Just a big cup of milk froth and chocolate powder. It hit the market today.
This was all after, Dom, you were embarrassed ordering a baby Chino. Firstly, it was too small. Secondly, it had a baby in the name. We solved both those problems.
We did.
A full-size baby Chino, aka the adult Chino, went officially on sale at two cafes across the country.
It's been at the Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant in Melbourne and Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Brisbane today, Zach. It's been day one. It's been the inauguration for the adult Chino.
I'm nervous because...
Yeah.
Those cafes have now shut for the day.
They have.
And we are awaiting the reviews. This is what happens when you release a movie or you open a restaurant.
That's
you
right.
You eagerly await the reviews, and that's what we're waiting for now.
Well, we've been, it's fair to say both of us have been pretty nervous all day, wondering what are people going to think of this drink. It's been our baby, we put it out into the world, and now we're just waiting to see what people thought of it.
Up next, Dom, we're going to find out what was the public's view on the adult Chino? Is it a winner? Mm. Are we on to something? Or have we just wasted 2 weeks of our life?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, we are at the end of what has been a historic day for milk lovers everywhere.
The adult Chino launched, Dom. This was our full-size version of the baby Chino. It's 3 layers of frothed milk with chocolate dust in between.
Yes. It's a drink that has been sorely missing from cafe menus for far too long.
We launched it at a cafe in Brisbane and a cafe in Melbourne today, Dom. Mm. What we're eagerly awaiting. When you bring something new into the world, it's a movie, it's a restaurant.
Mm.
What you're waiting for are the first reviews. And that's what we'd like to do now. On 131060, please, we're so anxious in here. We're nervous awaiting. Was the adult Chino a successful drink? If you had one today, give us a call on 131060 and give it a review.
It's like, you know, maybe a theatre critic will go and see a play.
That's
and
right.
The actors in the play are so nervous. They wait for the morning paper to see, was it a hit?
Because that's what it all rides on.
Absolutely.
The reviews can make or break a product. If we get a couple of good reviews, Dom, who knows what could happen?
The adult Chino could go to new heights after this, or, I mean, we've got to accept both possibilities that
that's
could come
true.
Here.
What happens if we get half a star?
If we get some bad ratings, we might have to shut up the adult Chino on day one, and that would be heartbreaking.
It would be, Dom. But you know what? We've put it into the world.
We have.
And we will wear the consequences. 131060. Did you have an adult Chino today? Give us a call and give it a review.
Charlotte in Brisbane has called in, Zach. Charlotte, you got to try this one today?
I did.
Oh, well done, Charlotte. Look, it's I imagine it was amazing to be part of history like that.
Oh, definitely. I feel like this is one of the biggest moments of my life.
Wow.
I personally think I was the first one there.
I think you might have been. What time did you go?
About 8.
Okay.
8 a.m.
First cab off the rank.
You might
an
have been...
early morning adult Chino.
I think there's a fair chance, Charlotte, you were the first in the country to try the barista-made adult Chino, which, you know what, I think that puts you down in the history books.
What we're looking for are the first reviews.
That's right.
That's what we get from movies. That's what you get when restaurants open. What would you say the early reviews of the adult Chino are?
So I really enjoyed it. It was very light.
Do you reckon you would order one again?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's a repeat customer, Zach. And that's what the cafes around the country who are considering this would love to hear.
And Charlotte, when would you consider the best time? Obviously, you went early morning.
Mm.
But do you think that this is like a get you started at the start of the day drink? Or is it an unwinding drink towards the evening?
I think it would work well as an unwinding drink, but I personally don't drink coffee, so it's a nice replacement.
See, Dom, this is what it is. It's an alternative because coffee is a big part of a social life.
That's true.
People go out, they catch up for coffee. If you don't drink coffee, it can be hard.
That's true, but well, not anymore, as Charlotte's demonstrated. Thank you so much for calling, Charlotte, for giving it a go and for being part of history today.
No worries.
And confusingly, Zach, we have Nessie, who's called in from Sydney. Now, Sydney was not listed.
No.
The adult Chino was not on sale at a cafe in Sydney. Nessie, how did you get one there?
Well, outside my work is a Gloria Jeans, and I go there, like, every day, and I get a peach iced tea.
Okay.
My favorite. And today I walked up, I'm like, no, today I want something different. And so I explained the process and we agree on a price. And the outcome was just amazing.
So you've gone rogue here. Even though it wasn't on the cafe menu, you ordered an adult chino.
I couldn't wait. Yeah.
That's great.
That's
is what
amazing.
We want. We want people
yes.
who are not going to be restricted by cafe menus.
This is it. This is now broken through the system. This is massive news for people all around the world, Zach, that you can get the adult chino yourself. You just got to explain to the people at the cafe what it is.
And also you have to go through a negotiation process, it sounds like, of how much you need to pay.
It did sound a bit like a standoff there, Nessie. But so you tried an adult chino. What are your thoughts?
Chocolatey, warm. By the time you finish it, like, it turns into a bit of a hot chocolate, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, Dom, see, it's like, it's a versatile drink.
It is a versatile drink.
It can be a lot of things
yes.
to a lot of people.
And I think that's two positive reviews so far for the adult chino.
I think more in the positive than negative, definitely.
It certainly would be scoring 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, I think it's fair to say. David is in Brisbane. Now, David, I believe you also ordered it from a cafe that wasn't actually stocking it. How did you go about it?
It went pretty good. Hey, I went to the burrito bar this morning and I asked if they could do the B105 adult chino.
Yeah.
And they said yes.
Well, they said they'd make it. Did you have to explain what the adult chino was, or did they just hear that word and went with it?
No, they kind of knew already.
Well, it's catching on. The vibe is getting around.
This is great news to know that the word is getting out there, David. Out of 10, how many points would you give your adult chino, David?
9.5.
David, thank you so much. I mean, that's a relief to hear.
Yes.
Because we've been working on this behind the scenes for a while, the plans. And to have it into the world and to get a 9.5 out of 10. And Dom, to hear two people ordering it from cafes who weren't having it on the menu. Do you think?
Yes.
You know how those BuzzFeed articles go around?
Mm.
McDonald's secret menu, where you can order things that aren't on the menu.
Yeah.
Could the adult chino be on the secret menu of every cafe in the world?
I'm just wondering, have we started something bigger than we could possibly have imagined? I mean, three positive reviews. The adult chino's a hit. There's no doubt about that.
You're calling that a hit?
I'm calling three positive, unanimously positive reviews.
Okay.
An absolute hit.
Are you sure that our producer Michael didn't filter out any negative reviews?
I don't think that we would do that.
Of course not. Of course. The calls that go to air are a fair survey.
Yes, we are all about journalistic integrity on the show. But I think we can declare it. The adult chino is in the world.
Yes.
It is a hit. And I guess the ball keeps rolling. The momentum keeps building. Who knows how big this drink can get?
What do you think? Could it overtake water? That's the biggest drink in the world.
Do you know what?
Aim big.
I say nothing's beyond the reach of the adult chino.
There might be doctors.
Yes.
In 20 years' time.
Mm.
Saying to people, you need to get 8 glasses of adult chino a day. That's what you need health-wise.
And it all started here.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I might have made an embarrassment of myself on a potentially global level.
Okay, you are not new to embarrassment.
No.
That might be a way of putting it.
It would be, you know how some people might say the thing I feel the most maybe is joy? You know, different emotions. Maybe most often I feel frustration. I most often feel embarrassed. It's a very regular feeling for me.
If you were one of the Mr. Men, would you be Mr. Embarrassed?
I think that's a fair call. And I'm happy to sell the rights of that book to somebody who wants to write it.
Mm.
But what I've done this time, Zach, probably amplifies the level of embarrassment.
It could be
pretty extreme. So I was driving yesterday and I had a cup of coffee in my hand. And I'm just driving with this cup of coffee, just enjoying life. Beautiful winter day, having a cup of coffee. When I noticed, so this is a kind of quiet suburban road, and I noticed coming at me on the other side of the road, I've never seen this before in the wild, it's the Google Street View car.
Ah.
Right?
It goes around taking photos of the street.
Yes.
So when you're on maps, you can see a street view.
Exactly. So I imagine most people probably haven't seen it before, but it's got like a big 360 camera on the top of the car. The car is marked Google, and it was quite a cool moment to see the Google Street View car.
Now, I've told you previously,
yes.
I've appeared on Street View a couple of times.
You have. So I think one near your house, you have your hand out the window, like fist pumping at the Street View camera.
Yep. Just a few blocks away.
And it was that story that inspired me.
Right.
That made me think, you know what, I've got about 10 seconds before this Street View capturing camera car passes me. I can immortalize myself here.
Yeah.
What can I do in this moment that then in future years I can show my children. This is when the Street View car went past me. Look at me here.
Yeah.
And I decide, I eventually settle on giving the thumbs up out the window and grinning and looking at the Street View car.
Okay, classic. Right?
Yeah, I just thought, you know what? Not many people would do that.
It shows to you that it's positive.
Yep.
You're having a good day.
Mm, exactly.
You're giving it a big thumbs up.
And I thought if I'm staring and facing the camera, I'll be easily identifiable, which for some reason I wanted. I'm not entirely sure.
Or they
sure.
blur your face.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Who does that?
It's automatic.
Okay, right. Well, here's what happened as I went to do that. I go to put my hand out the window. This is just at the moment the car is passing. As I do that, I bump my coffee. Now, what followed is the lid came off the coffee and it was still half full of cappuccino went all over my face and my shirt. And I would have pulled one of the more surprised emotional faces you would see. And I reckon that's the exact moment the Street View camera would have gotten me. Right? So if their blurring technology happens to falter on this occasion, what you're going to see, in fact, they might even capture it midair. What you're going to see is a car they drive past and you'll look in the window and you will see coffee projecting through the air onto me looking terrified while trying to give a half convincing thumbs up out the window.
Okay. Well, so many things to consider.
Yeah.
Firstly, it'll be a couple of weeks till it comes out.
Right. Okay. Do you know how long it is? I've been wondering that.
No, I don't think there's a set rule.
Right. Okay.
But I will eagerly be refreshing the page. To see this photo.
Yes.
Secondly, that sounds super dangerous.
What, the thumbs up and the coffee?
No, the fact that you spilled coffee over yourself while you were driving.
Oh, I did. Look, I recovered very well to avoid an accident, and I was quite proud of that. I was going, it was only like a...
If this goes to court, let's say you did have an accident.
Yes.
Do you think Google, you could like argue that they caused the accident?
Oh, I absolutely would. I mean, they can probably cover the court costs. I'm not sure I can. But honestly, Zach, I have this terrifying fear.
Yes.
That some school kids, because I don't know if you did this at school. I used to look through Google Street View and you'd get
bored in class.
Yeah, right.
And you got to zoom in on things.
I'm terrified some school kids in future years are going to stumble across, they're going to find me on Google Street View. They're going to find me with the coffee hitting me and my shocked looking emotion, and I'm going to become a meme.
How do you feel about that?
Do you know what? It's not how I thought I'd be remembered. It's not the legacy I wanted.
But it's good to be remembered, isn't it?
Any legacy is a good legacy.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, my mum has told me I can have some friends over, so I've invited the whole country along. Welcome to Dom's. That's right. Tomorrow night, the radio show is broadcasting live from my lounge room. We're going to have the fireplace crackling. Zach, you're coming over.
It's the first time I have been contractually obliged to hang out with you, Dom.
It's a loophole I discovered, that you contractually have to be with me at those times. So I'll just start scheduling events that we can do together.
Yes, you have invited me over, Michael, our producer.
Yes.
But you've also invited the whole country.
That's right. If you're listening right now, you are invited to my place tomorrow night through your radio speakers.
What's the idea? We're just hanging out in front of the fire, are we?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. I mean, it's a pajama party. I think a little later on, actually, I've got some pajamas to show you.
Yeah, right, because I don't have some that I'm bringing myself.
Don't worry, I've sorted that out for you. I'm going to cook my world-famous creamed rice, Zach, as well, which is going to be a great dessert for everyone there. And here's the problem I've got at the moment is, you know, I have invited the whole country, but I haven't gotten RSVPs back yet. And this has put me in a bit of a bind.
Because it's so hard, isn't it?
Well, I know you...
when you send out invitations and people don't respond.
It is. I mean, I know you've RSVP'd.
Verbally.
our producer Michael has. But I'm wondering about the rest of the country, right? Because I need a good idea on numbers. So I just want to ask, 131060, do you think you're going to be coming along tomorrow night through your radio speakers?
Are you going to make it?
Are you going to make it? Can you make it tomorrow night through the radio, basically?
What you're trying to do, trying to get an idea of numbers?
Well, that's basically it, Zach, because what if I don't make enough creamed rice? And everyone's like, oh, I wanted some of that, and it's all gone.
So essentially, is it? 12:15.
Yep.
You're asking, will you be listening to the radio at 12:15 tomorrow night as well?
Anytime between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Okay. You're welcome to drop in. You can stay for the full 2 hours.
Okay, so you don't have to stay the whole time?
No, we'll take
If you have other stuff on, you can just pop in for a little while?
And I'll take plus ones. I'm very open to plus ones as well if you want to bring someone along with you.
Okay, bring as many people as you want.
Yeah, well, the whole country's invited, Zach. I just want to get a bit of an idea of what the numbers are going to be so I can tell mum and dad.
Okay.
So 131060, if you want to RSVP, to coming along to my place tomorrow night.
Right across the Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We got Sian in Sydney. Sian, what time do you think you'll be able to drop by tomorrow night?
I drive home from work, so from about 12 till about 12:40.
Okay, that's good. 40 minutes. Can we accommodate Sean then?
Yeah, no, definitely, Sean. Welcome along. We'll try to get some food because, you know, occasionally...
You might have to leave some food out.
Occasionally the food's all gone by that stage of the party.
That's okay though because Sean's let you know, you can put some Glad Wrap over the top and put it in the fridge.
That's very true. It'd be great to have you along, Sean. Lockie in Melbourne. Lockie, I've just been mentioning that I'm going to be cooking up my famous creamed rice dessert. Do you want us to save a bowl of that for you when you drop by?
G'day, boys. I love your work. Most definitely. Yep. Looking forward to it.
Great. All right. I'll just put you down for that. And, Lockie, how long do you reckon you'll be sticking around for?
All 3 hours, 11 to 1.
Okay.
That's 2 hours, but...
No, that's what... It's going to feel like three.
It's not going to feel like three. Take that back.
That's how I feel every night.
But, Lockie, you're welcome to come beforehand and we can hang out
beforehand.
Come on early or stay late.
Help set up
or help pack down.
It's always good when you're having a party for your friends to come a bit earlier and help you get all the gear sorted.
Jess from Sydney is also RSVPing. Jess, is it just going to be you or are you bringing someone else with you?
I could bring my mum with me.
That's
great.
Good.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be good because I think it's going to be a lot of young people there, Zach.
Yep.
And I'd love someone for my mum to chat to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think Jess's mum would be a great addition to the
party. It's kind of like when you used to go to like family friends.
Yes.
And they would have a kids table.
Exactly.
And then the adults would have an adult table. We're going to do the reverse tomorrow night.
Jess, what's your mum's name?
Liza, L-I-Z-A.
Okay, that's Liza. Good. We'll put that down on the door list.
Jess and Liza are both RSVPing.
Will you have someone on the door? Your dad's pretty,
that's
he
not
works
a bad idea.
Out.
I should put dad on the door. That's a good idea. We're just getting people, obviously, if you're just joining us, to RSVP for my place tomorrow night through their radios. Chris is in Brisbane. Chris, I just want to be really careful about this. Can you give me your word that you won't have any food near mum's nice furniture?
I promise that I won't spill any food on mum's nice furniture.
Great, thank you, Chris.
My dog, Henry.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, no, well, you can bring your dog, Henry. Of course you can. Do we need to...
Can Henry go on mum's furniture?
Yes.
Well, hold on, Zach. No. Henry...
Well, Dom, because your dog, Bobby, is allowed on all the furniture.
Well, Bobby's a very good dog. He's a very special
boy. Oh, what? Are you saying Henry isn't?
I don't know Henry. I'm saying I don't know Henry. Maybe Henry's a bit of a crazy animal. Let's ask Chris.
Christopher, is Henry well-behaved?
Look, he doesn't like strangers, but I'm sure if we give him treats, he'll be very well-behaved.
Yep.
And if you want him on the floor, just put his treats on the floor.
Yep.
Great. That's a good idea. Okay,
that's how we treat Dom as well. That's how we get you to behave.
Shut up. Okay. Chris and his dog Henry are coming along. I'll have to shop for some dog treats tomorrow. That wasn't on my list. But
what do you go with dog treats? Smackos?
I like liver treats. Yep. I mean, not. I don't like liver treats, but I like to get them for my dog, Bobby.
Yeah, fair enough.
Still taking RSVPs. Elena in Melbourne. Do you have any food preferences for the party tomorrow, Elena?
I'm really into like vegan food.
Vegan food, okay.
It's not good for you, Dom.
Are marshmallows vegan, do you reckon, Zach?
I don't think so.
No?
I think marshmallows have, like, cow hooves in there.
Yeah, gelatin.
Okay. I might see if I can get some... Can you buy vegan marshmallows? Because I want to accommodate for everybody.
That's true.
I'll look into it.
Would you have any vegan stuff in your house at the moment?
Wouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't think so either. You might have to go on a special trip.
But look, welcome along, Elena. You're on the list. And lastly, Zach, Chloe in Maitland joins us. Chloe, what time do you think you'll be able to drop by tomorrow night?
Oh, I think I could get there by about 9.
Nine?
Come a bit earlier.
Yeah. Come a bit earlier. That'd be good as well because you'll get a park in the street at that time.
That's true. Chloe, how good are you at lighting a fire? Are you pretty good at that?
Oh, yeah. I come off the country, so I can. Yeah,
that's good.
Well, because I'm not very good, Zach, at putting the fire in the fireplace. So if we can get Chloe to work on the fire... Mm.
I thought it was important to point out you are referring to a fireplace. You're not planning arson.
No,
there's a contained fire in your house.
Contained fire in the fireplace to toast marshmallows on. And Chloe, is it just you coming along or are you going to bring someone with you? You can bring a few people if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. I think I could bring a couple of the girls and might bring the boyfriend along. So
okay, great.
Well, the whole crew's coming along.
Put a few. How many girls do you think you'll bring, Chloe, just so we can put a number down?
Probably two.
Yep,
two.
Dom's instantly gravitated towards the girls.
First time I've had girls ever in a while. It's going to be great fun. Okay, so I think that equals out to about 10 people who've RSVP'd. And
that's a lot, Dom.
And of course, Chris's dog, Henry.
Yes.
So 10 people, one dog coming along to the party. That's really helpful for me before tomorrow night just to
get
an idea.
Will you have enough creamed rice?
I'm going to have to do a big pot of it. I'm really sorry if you miss out on your Zach.
Oh, no.
I might make it some
Dom,
more.
You know what? I'm willing to make that sacrifice. I'm willing to go without.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson's game of Monopoly has gotten out of hand.
We have over 200,000 houses and we need to address that.
Also, Kim Kardashian doesn't like photos with the Snapchat dog face filter.
But like you'll see ridiculous pictures and I'm like, no, I don't look like that. I swear.
And Donald Trump is waiting for One Direction to reunite.
They're four very good people. They're friends of mine. And I don't think they're that far off. You know, famous last words, right? But I think we're going to get there.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Dom, today was the launch of the adult Chino, the full-size baby Chino.
Yes.
The tall glass with three layers of froth, with a dusting of chocolate between each layer.
This is the new drink we came up with last week on the show, Zach. And I think it's pretty impressive that within a week or so, it went from concept into cafes.
Oh, it spent 6 of those 7 days in the lab?
It did. Extensively. We barely slept.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I mean, we were working around the clock testing this adult Chino.
It officially launched at 2 cafes today. One in Brisbane, one in Melbourne.
Yes.
We went down to the launch in Brisbane today, Dom. And we caught up with the guys who were the first ever tasters of a barista-made adult Chino.
We headed down to Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Brisbane.
We found out from Daniela we weren't the only ones losing sleep over the launch of the adult Chino.
I've been dreaming about this. I'm really excited. I wanted my sister to come and try it too.
It's a big family event usually, Dom.
Look, I hope it will become a family tradition for years to come. You'll all gather around for an adult Chino.
Yep.
It was time for the first taste, and man, that flavour was out of this world.
My first spoonful was like being in heaven.
In heaven?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we got the light and fluffy clouds. So we have that association.
Yeah, it's the visual. Yeah, that was just really what brought it to mind.
The adult Chino isn't complicated. It's a drink beautiful in its simplicity.
Like, I can taste froth and then chocolate and...
Yeah, those are the two ingredients. You've correctly identified.
According to Rebecca, the adult Chino is a drink that makes you feel like you've been working out.
It's very light. The weight of it is very light, but it's very delicious, actually. Very light on the palate as well.
This is what we're hearing because it's in a normal takeaway cup, so you can't actually see it. And so when you pick it up, it feels a lot lighter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
However, we did find that the adult Chino may be a pain for baristas.
They take about 3 times as long as a regular coffee to produce.
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's not just coffees we're coming after. We're going to replace other drinks as well. Now, Rebecca, you've just been telling us you've just finished uni for the semester, and this is your celebration drink. Do you think maybe people around the world will shun alcohol and take the adult Chino up as the new celebration drink?
I definitely recommend it. I mean, at least this one you can actually remember, so...
That's true. I think uni students
yes.
are going to stop having uni parties and they're going to go down to their local cafe and there'll be adult Chinos all around.
Oh, Dom, I cannot wait to go to my next house party where people are sculling adult Chinos through a beer bong.
See, I was already thinking, how different is schoolies 2017 going to be?
Did you bring the keg? Oh, yeah, the adult Chino keg.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, I think you can learn a lot about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week I go through your Google search history. I pick out my 3 favourite weird and wonderful searches.
Yep.
And you have to explain why you Googled what you Googled.
All right, what do we got tonight?
Our first one comes from this morning, Wednesday, 11:36 a.m. How to do laundry.
Okay, you know that we've chatted about this, I think, on the show in the past, a little while ago. I didn't, some months ago, know how to use a washing machine.
Well, it sounds like you still don't.
I know how to use a washing... I know some of the basics, but there's some bits of the process. If you asked me to clean a shirt from beginning to end, I couldn't do the whole process.
What do you think the process is?
Well,
you put it in the washing machine.
Yes.
You turn it on, you take it out, you hang it up.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds very simple. In fact, the WikiHow article I found said something pretty similar to what you just said.
So what were you stuffing up?
Well, I didn't know what setting it was meant to be on the washing machine.
What setting were you putting it on?
Well, it was clothing and I put it on linen. Is that, that's not right? Cotton? Cotton? I don't know. It's a myriad of, there's like 15 different options on the washing machine and that's too many.
Do you know how to figure out what your clothes are made out of?
Mm. Yeah.
You do know?
Oh, on the tags. No, yeah. I cut them off because they're uncomfortable. You don't cut the tags off your shirts?
No.
Yeah, it's really...
How will I know how to wash them?
I guess mum's just been improvising. Yeah, I've always cut the tags off my shirts. It's just I find them uncomfortable.
All right, well, then I don't have a solution for you then. You got to learn different fabrics.
All right, I'll stick with linen.
I just want to point out that you shouldn't be Googling how to do laundry as a fully grown adult.
Very fair point, and I will cop that on the chin.
How about the next one? Friday, 4:05 p.m. What's a mugaccino?
Well, okay, you know we've been experimenting with launching the adult chino today, Zach. And I was at a cafe, and I saw mugaccino on the menu, and I'm like... They haven't beaten us to it, have they? Did they hear this on the show last week and think we'll sneak it onto our board in a different name? Do you know what a mugaccino is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's a cappuccino in a mug.
Correct.
Didn't know that.
It's a play on words because
cappuccino
sounds like cup.
Nah, not really.
Well, that's what it is in reference to.
Okay, all I'm saying
is... Because some people think it's like a cup of chinos.
Right,
which
okay.
is not correct, but...
Sure.
And well, so then mug of chinos is like a play on that.
I'd never heard mugaccino before. And the good news is they hadn't stolen our idea. And the adult chino, the IP of that remains with us, which is great news for the full team.
The last thing you Googled was a Friday at 2:11 a.m. What do girls mean when they use emojis?
I mean, you can imagine why I was Googling this. You can
imagine a girl has sent you some emojis and you don't know what they mean. You're trying to decipher them.
Yeah, it's like a foreign language, Zach. You know I'm not an emoji user.
No.
I mean, okay, can you help me out here? Because the article I found didn't give me much help.
Yeah, what have you been sent?
I got sent like a dancing girl emoji.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
You think that's a good thing?
Well, how could that be bad?
Well... the girl I was talking to asked me what my Friday night plans were.
Yeah.
And I sent back that I was just staying in and she sent back the dancing girl emoji.
Yeah, I think she's being sarcastic.
Okay, well, I just didn't know. I was like, is this a flirty emoji? Is this
She's telling a joke. But like, it sounds like it's a big night.
Okay, it could be flirty or it could be an insult. That's what I couldn't figure out.
I think it's like a funny joke.
Right, well, see, my point
You know how
was...
you go like, oh, you, like
right.
that.
Right.
You know, she's saying like, oh, sounds like you're having a big night.
Well, the website I found said that if you get sent
were
dancing...
Were you flirting? Were you flirting?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I
right.
think.
So it was flirty.
Well, the website I found said that the dancing girl emoji is a friend zone one. That if they... if
oh,
you
okay.
send that, that's,
well,
that's not a romantic thing.
That could be correct. I'm not sure.
My point is, I'm not a big emoji user, and it is basically a foreign language to me.
Let's
and
get
I just...
Michael, our producer, in on this. Michael, come on in.
Come on in. I just like
Because he's more into the dating game than me, because I've been married for 5 years.
That's true.
Michael. The dancing girl emoji, positive or negative?
Based on what Dom was saying, I'll lean positive.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, right. Cool. Well, look, can I just say to any girls who might be interested in me, it'd make my life a lot easier if you just use text. Just in future, can we stay away
no,
from
you need
emojis?
To learn emoji, mate. Well, you're a millennial.
They don't do foreign language classes for emoji.
That's a great idea. That's what we're starting in schools next year. Emoji class up against English.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I'm currently coming from the hallway, which is why I sound a bit different at the moment, because we are taking the show to my place tomorrow night. Mum said I could have some friends over. I have invited you and the whole country. And I've set the theme as pajamas.
That's right, Dom. You made me agree.
Yes.
Promise that I'd also wear pajamas. I'm not too keen on it. I don't actually own pajamas. If I was to come in my pajamas, I'd just come in track pants and a t-shirt. Are you going to be happy with that?
No, I'm not. You have to wear proper pajamas, Zach. And I've actually taken a
well,
shopping trip.
Well, those are proper pajamas.
No, they're not. Is that the primary purpose of those clothes? Is that what they're sold in stores for?
Yeah.
Didn't think so. It's not. So here's what I've done. I've taken a trip to Big W actually today, Zach. Well, they probably don't want to be associated with this, but I have bought some pajamas. I am in the hallway trying them on at the moment to come and model them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And look, my hope is that maybe you'll like this. So this is what I'm wearing tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping maybe you'll like them so much you decide to get a pair yourself.
And we can get you some for tomorrow night.
I think that's very unlikely.
Well, don't be too harsh too quickly. You might love
this. Are you padding here?
Look, I'm struggling to get one of the buttons set up. I'll be completely honest.
I was expecting you 20 seconds ago. I'm staring at the studio door. I can't figure out why Dom's not walking through it.
I'm good now. I'm in the pajamas I'm wearing tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm going to make my way in, Zach, and
I'm looking at the glass door. Can't see anything yet. Dom's coming around the corner. And there we go. La-di-da.
What do you think? What are you seeing? Tell me what you're seeing.
I see a guy in a maroon... pajamas, I guess.
It's silk satin.
I can't really tell what it's made out of.
It's officially satin.
It doesn't look like it fits you very well. It's a bit short on the arms there.
Yes, well...
It looks like your classic pajamas. Like, if someone was in a picture book and they were wearing pajamas, this is how they'd draw them.
Well, there's something
you haven't... It looks like a suit.
There's something you haven't picked up on.
They're female, I know, 100%.
They don't sell, at least the store I went to, didn't sell men's satin pajamas.
Yep.
So I've had to buy the female
ones. I did pick that up straight away.
it is a lower cut neckline.
That would be showing a little bit of cleavage, I think, on a female.
Yes, but I think equally as elegant on me.
Now, yeah, I can actually see a bit of your cleavage.
Which is going to be great tomorrow.
I don't like it, if I'm honest. I think you should wear a shirt underneath that. How does it sound when you walk? Is there a swish? It looks like a material that would swish.
Can you hear
there
that?
There is a swish.
A bit of a swish. There's a little bit of a swish.
What's the comfort level like? To be honest, it looks pretty comfy.
It is very comfortable, actually. I'm loving it. I've got to say, now that I'm wearing this in the studio, I wish I could dress like this every night.
Yeah.
I'd have a great time.
You'd look better as well.
The big question is, these are $25 down to $15 at Big W.
That's a good price.
Do you want me to get you a pair tomorrow?
I'd be 100% honest.
Yep.
That is... way better than I was expecting.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying you some satin pajamas
tomorrow.
They're
all the same color. Like, it's not really, like, that bad.
Well, I did have Minions pajamas before this that I put back on the shelf. But great. I will buy you some satin pajamas tomorrow. And then tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we'll be doing the show from my place in our pajamas.
I'm not sure about that. I haven't gone that far. No, I'm just saying it's not as bad as I expected.
It's happening. And look at me. You are going to have fun.
Okay.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. Do join us tomorrow from 11 p.m. from my place, Zach. Until then, that's us out.
Bye.
From Collective Noun, grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.